cliffcentral.com.
Let's cross to Ranjani Moonsamy. Ranjani, thanks for making time for us today. You know you've got a really, really important busy day ahead of you. But I was fascinated by what you'd written in Times Live about Balegambete's decision to give the secret ballot to MPs. You seem to think that this might be a major thing. A lot of people are saying, oh, you know, she's already taken instruction from Ubaba or from someone else, that this is going to change nothing, that the ANC MPs will all vote in a block as expected. But I kind of read in the subtext of your article that you actually think this is a threat to him.
Yes, it is, Gareth. Hi, guys.
Hey.
No, I can tell you something that political journalists in South Africa could have all been knocked over by a feather when Balegambete made that announcement yesterday. Because, you know, girl, she's been fairly predictable in how she's conducted herself, and particularly when it comes to protecting President Zuma in the past. We've seen the whole performance during the all the State of the Nation addresses when he's been under attack from the opposition. We've seen the previous motions of no confidence and how she's treated the opposition. She did not take them seriously. You know, her primary focus was to protect the president. And, you know, we had all been predicting that the fact that she had pushed this decision to the 11th hour only meant one thing, that she was trying to stave off legal action. So what would have happened is that she would have denied the secret ballot. The opposition parties would have had to rush to court for an urgent application to indict her and make an urgent application to the court to overturn that decision. And that is basically what all of us were saying. And there she was, you know, with this high drama, with this media briefing at 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and the courts were going to close. And, you know, Julius Malema had already said that their legal papers were drafted. And there she came out, and, you know, the first part of her statement, she was talking about the interest of transparency. So that kind of leaned towards an open vote. And then she started quoting these parts of the Constitutional Court judgment, and you sit there and think, huh? Where are you going with this? And then she drops it. The MPs will vote by secret ballot. And I mean, last night I was talking to several political journalists, and everybody was completely stunned. It was unexpected. And it shows that this is not just, following the party line. She was opening up space. She was saying, I have a career. I have a political career. I have a life after Jacob Zuma. Let's roll the dice.
Wow. Do you think it was that much of a, because this is profound. If what you're saying is right, and I have no reason to doubt you, which is why we're talking to you this morning, but a lot of very cynical voices online are telling me that this is nothing. There's going to be another survival of this vote of no confidence. The secret ballot means nothing. And Baleka is just doing what we expected her to do, even though she's allowing this secret ballot almost as a bit of a diversion, if you would. This is major. You're saying this is a big thing.
This is a big thing. I think people need to just lower the bar of expectation. I could be surprised as I was yesterday, but I don't think President Zuma is going to be toppled today. What is going to happen is that the turbulence in the ANC is going to be visible by more than four people from the ANC bench voting against him. Now, the four people who already declared they're going to vote again, according to conscience, are Makhosi Khoza, Mandli Gungubele, Tavin Gordhan, and Derek Hanekom.
Right.
That we know. Now, previously, for all the other previous motions of no confidence, you had in excess of 200 ANC MPs voting to protect or to keep President Zuma in power. There are 151 opposition MPs. Now, what you need to gauge is what number above 151, presuming all 151 opposition MPs are there, up to them, they're not like dead or sick or overseas or whatever. So you need to look at their count. And then you will see the opposition President Zuma is coming under within his own party. And this is, he may not be toppled, but this is the beginning of the unraveling of Jacob Zuma. You, the end point, what listeners need to keep in mind here is that it's not only about the removal of Zuma from office. It is about breaking the state capture network. So what needs to happen once Zuma is disorientated, once he's challenged from within the ANC, is that this network then starts to unravel. So people will then start getting arrested. The method of how state capture happens, all the people who have been on the take will start getting exposed. The ANC will turn on people who have taken money from the Guptas. So this is what, and that is why there are more people than President Zuma that are actually under threat here. So this is what you need to bear in mind, that this is the start of the process. And the other person, the silent motion of no confidence here that's going on is in Khosa Dlamini Zuma.
Yes.
How does this affect her? Is she still, is her campaign still on track if Zuma comes under attack from more ANC MPs?
I'm fascinated by what you said just now. It will reveal those cracks in the ANC to a number, which we've always struggled with. I mean, when you talk about the ANC's NEC meetings and so on, these are the MPs in Parliament. They form a proportion of the most important people on that list, the party list. And if these people in numbers greater than, let's say, 20, 30, even 40, vote in favor of this motion, it's not so important whether or not the president's toppled, but what it does reveal is immediately how many people he can no longer rely on and how those fissures are starting to happen.
And it will have a spillover effect throughout the structures of the ANC all across the country. Remember, up to now, we don't know how ordinary ANC members are perceiving this whole state capture thing, what happened with the reshuffle, the economic crisis. The policy conference was a gathering of ANC people, a large number of ANC people, but we didn't get that sense because they didn't allow that discussion. But once the floodgates open it is visible that the senior most ANC MPs are now in a state of rebellion, even if it's just 20 people, then it does have a spillover effect. Then other people in ANC structure say, hey, I'm not keeping silent anymore. I'm not comfortable with this.
Do you think this
is what we have not had up to now.
Do you think this is a sort of leadership positioning opportunity for Bale Gambete? I mean, I read Bonim Tomboti saying that it's a chance for her to redeem herself. But do you think it's also a chance for her to really insert herself into the most important parts of the discussion around what will happen after Jacob Zuma?
Oh, Gareth, you know, the problem is with Bale Gambete is that she's just been such a lost cause up to now. And, you know, her conduct is, I don't know how many people would have real faith in her. But what it's saying is that she's not beyond redemption and that she's unhitting her trailer from, you know, the Zuma caravan. And she's saying, you know, I just judge me on my on what I do on my own. Because all along she had been very dependent on President Zuma endorsing her. And the fact that she's done this on her own is saying that, you know what, I'm going to try and drive this on my own speed. I don't need his assistance. And look, the message coming from the ANC last night was that, you know, we're pretty confident in our MPs, and that's why she allowed the secret ballot. But the fact is, they don't know. They just don't know what MPs are going to do when they walk into the National Assembly today. There'll be a debate. So before the vote, there's going to be a debate. And in that debate, and the people who are going to speak in the debate from the ANC will probably toe the party line. But when it comes to the vote, they simply do not know what people will do.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking some time out for us today. Are you going to be in Parliament?
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, we may have to talk to you on Thursday or something.
great.
In the meantime, enjoy Women's Day tomorrow. And if there's something, really, really exciting going on, you'll keep us informed, right?
Well, hopefully I won't meet Ndudu Banana in the passages of Parliament and get Donner. So, then I have a chance of having a good Women's Day.
After you threatened Jimmy Manu the other day, I think you're the only woman he should be careful of. All right, Ron Jenny, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. There's Ron Jenny Munsami with some interesting observations. So she says it's not just about whether the president goes or not. What you've got to see here is the opportunity for the ANC to finally expose its most tender parts. How many people in the ANC are opposed to the president, and how many people with this secret ballot allow us to have insight into, not in terms of the individuals, but in terms of the numbers? That's interesting. And she says this could be the beginning of the unraveling of those networks of patronage. Who's connected to the Guptas? Who are the people who the ANC start throwing out now? And what effect will this have on Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma's campaign? I don't know if you saw the SABC yesterday calling her Nkosazana Mini-Zuma.
That was just perfect when I saw that. It was spot on. CliffCentral.com